This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Steinway & Sons is a proud sponsor of Between the Keys, featuring Jed Distler. More information about Steinway & Sons, makers of handcrafted pianos since 1853, is available at www.steinway.com. And welcome to Between the Keys. My name is Jed Distler. I'm the artist in residence for the Classical Network. I was talking the other day with my pianist friend Jerry Kuderna, who also has been a guest on this program. He always comes up with provocative programming ideas. For instance, he was wondering what composers who shared the same astrological sign or the same birthday might have in common musically speaking, and he was giving me a bunch of examples. So I just went online, where sometimes you can find lists of musicians' birthdays, and for some reason, January 31st stuck out because there are quite a few composers who were born on that day. And I thought that if we put their music on a program together, would we find common threads and musical connections? Or am I just being arbitrary and capricious? Well, this is going to be an experiment of sorts, and I don't think it's the kind of experiment that's going to hurt anyone. It's only music, after all. So we're going to begin with one of my favorite Claudio Monteverdi madrigals, Lasciatemi Morire, which means, oh, let me die. And then we're going to go right into our first piano piece, The Meditation on Haydn's Name by George Benjamin. Monteverdi and George Benjamin, back to back.
Lasciatemi morire.
We just heard music by George Benjamin, his Meditation on Haydn's Name, with Benjamin Hockman at the piano. And before that, the ensemble La Veneziana, performing a madrigal by Claudio Monteverdi called Lasciatemi Morire, or Let Me Die. Here is another composer born on January 31st. I'm not going to say who it is. I want you to just listen first. Guess who composed that? That's a piece called Sonatina No. 2. The composer is American-born and French-trained. No, it's not Aaron Copland. That is actually an early work by Philip Glass, long, long before he developed his much more familiar and identifiable minimalist style. The pianist was Nicola Horvat, who is in the process of recording all of Philip's piano music. Another composer born on January 31st is the Frenchman François Devien. We're going to hear the third movement, Theme and Variations, from his Sonata in C Major, Opus 71, No. 3. We will hear it performed by Burkhard Gletzner, oboist, Christine Schornsheim on the Hammerflügel, and Siegfried Pank on cello. Thank you. Music by François Devien, the theme and variations from his Sonata in C Major, Opus 71, Number 3. Oboist Burkhard Gletzner, on the Hammerflügel, Christine Schornsheim, and the cellist Siegfried Punk. January 31st also marks the birthday of Franz Schubert. I want to play the first movement of his Sonata in D Major, which used to be called Opus 53, but it has the Deutsch number 850. I'm going to play a performance that really abounds with nervous, hard-hitting energy that almost makes the music sound modern. This is pianist Anton Querty. Thank you. pianist Anton Querty and music by Franz Schubert, the first movement of the Sonata in D major, Deutsch number 850. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and you're listening to Between the Keys. This episode is featuring composers all born on January 31st. Now, here is a pretty bold juxtaposition, I'd like to think. And it sort of works. First, we're going to hear the very opening of Monteverdi's opera L'Orfeo, and then a work called Jacob's Ladder by one of America's premier composers of electronic music, Noah Krizhevsky. Thank you. On this program of composers born on January 31st, we just heard a work called Jacob's Ladder by one of America's premier electronic composers, Noah Krzyzewski. And before that, the opening of Claudio Monteverdi's opera L'Orfeo with Nicholas Harnoncourt conducting the Concentus Musicus Vienne. Let's return to music by George Benjamin, whose first main composition teacher and early mentor was Olivier Messiaen. And this is an early work of George Benjamin's. He wrote this when he was 21. It's called Sortilège. And although something of Messiaen's influence comes through in the musical language, already you can hear that George Benjamin's piano writing has a remarkable refinement and a control of textures that was all his own and would continue to develop rather spectacularly if you know his recent opera called Written on Skin. You'll know what I'm talking about. Let's hear George Benjamin's Sortilège performed by the pianist Prodromos Simeonidis. Thank you. music by George Benjamin, Sortilège, performed by Prodromos Simeonidis. For this program devoted to composers born on January 31st, we are going to conclude with a work by Philip Glass that, unlike that very early sonatina that we heard, this piece truly represents Philip Glass's familiar and instantly recognizable so-called minimalist style. This is his Etude No. 1. The pianist is Bruce Brubaker. Music by Philip Glass, his Etude No. 1 with pianist Bruce Brubaker. So there we have it, a rather eclectic group of composers who share the same birthday, January 31st. I leave it to you and to all of my listeners to figure out if there are any common threads linking these composers or these works. Or is it just the fact that they share a common birthday that binds them together? I will leave that for you to think about. This is Jed Disler, Artist in Residence for the Classical Network, and I look forward to us being together again at this time next week for another episode of Between the Keys. Between the Keys is an exclusive production of the Classical Network and WWFM.org.